No, you can just call him out. It's fine.
I would never do such a thing because he's not here because you didn't send him the invite.
I did send him the invite like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, went to dude, it was like 30 seconds. You have no concept of time today.
No, it was like 6 minutes ago. It's just Mario's just big timing us, that's all. He's all, I'm a nationally syndicated producer now. Oh, there he is. All right, never mind.
Don't tell him that you were dogging him while he was gone.
Don't tell him I was talking crap.
He's not surprised by that.
Shouldn't be.
You know, also, yeah, really smart to send a link to a guest right at 9 o'clock when they're supposed to go on and not the 5 minutes before.
Yeah, that's what I was just pointing out. And he's like, oh, I did it 6 minutes ago. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Since we're starting off this way, Mario, you would love this. And I know you've always wanted to do this. Got to put him in a headlock just a couple days ago. It was beautiful.
Ooh.
And there are photographs. We just don't have them yet.
So all right, listen. For those of you that are like, what is he talking about? We did school picture day earlier this week, all right? 2 days ago. We did school, or yesterday.
You had what?
Yesterday? 2 days ago?
10 wardrobe changes?
We did school picture day. And,
were you in a jersey?
I was in 4 different jerseys.
So like I said, okay. 10.
Yeah. I went. They go, you got 15 minutes to take the pictures you want. You know how many times they go, hey, here's a professional photographer and you get to call the shots? It doesn't happen. You take advantage, right? So we're up to, well,
I
one
I
of
had
the
more,
things,
more wardrobe changes than he did, but the camera loves me.
One so, of the yeah. things that we wanted to do was recreate a really cool wrestling tag team picture, the two of us, so we could have like a cool, everybody does, Mario, like the cool, like back to back arms crossed pose, like look at us, we debate, like nah, we're fun, all right? So we did that,
yeah.
And as we're doing this, and the photographer's like click, 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 all of a sudden, Zoe just straight up sleeper holds me, and then I'm just there. I'm just getting choked out by my own executive producer here.
Nope. Again, I do not belong to you.
By an executive producer here.
No. Let's fix it again. The executive producer in the building.
In the whole building.
Yeah, no, it is the truth. And I'm the only one with, I mean, you want to go look at our door?
No, Lonzo.
It's above your name.
I don't know why it is you think everyone in the world. Davante Adams is a Jet now, betting, hating ass Mario. Mario Heron from the BetQL Network joins us every Thursday at 9 o'clock to talk NFL football.
I guess I'm done.
I was on Tuesday BetMGM tonight, and my answer, which you heard to Brad and Ryan, was no, because the problems that the Jets have right now aren't that they don't have wide receiver talent. They do. The problem is Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old and getting the crap knocked out of him every week. I do not think that they are a playoff team because they got Davante Adams. What's your take on that?
You're putting sprinkles on a pile of crap and then trying to tell me it's ice cream. I think that's like what this whole trade is. You're right. They're not a playoff team. They're not one of the best teams in the NFL. They're a team that's not well coached. They're a team that, through 7 weeks of the season, you have had to change the head coach and then you've had to change play calling. That, you know, probably 100% of the time usually does not lead to a Super Bowl doing that mid-season. It just, you know, kind of never happened and probably never will happen. Like you said, you get Rodgers at 41, maybe at 35, this could work better. Maybe at 30, you know, 2, this works better. But you're at the point in his career where he can't, and we're at a point in the NFL where you have to be a mobile quarterback to be pretty dangerous in this league. He's not mobile anymore. This team sold itself on being a QB away from being really successful, and it turns out that there are multiple things away from being very successful. So I don't think getting Davante Adams really changes a lot of things, guys, and I still think they're in the same spot that they were in 2 weeks ago. I don't think there's anything you need to buy in on with this New York Jets team.
I'm in the same boat. In fact, if there was a move that got made this week that I think does elevate a team from level to the next, it's Amari Cooper going to the Bills. I think given Absolutely. Josh Allen, that wide receiver, that as much as I love Keon Coleman, by the way, Keon Coleman has looked much improved the last 2 weeks. You know, they come up on him. He's hitting 9 routes. They're taking the 9 routes away by playing up close. He's killing them on those quick screens and underneath slants. I like where this kid's going, but the route, the role he's filling right now is as a number 2. Now you're giving me a certified over the top number 1 in Amari Cooper, and it relieves the pressure on Josh Allen. I think the Bills got dramatically better with Amari Cooper than the Jets did with Davante Adams.
I completely agree, because I think with the receiving core now, they're asking a lot of them to be a lot of to be things that they will be later on, but they are not right now. And they realize, I think, also in this year that, hey, look around at our division. So the Pats just go to Drake May, and Drake May, you know, looked very good, but that team's miles away from being even mediocre in this league. The Dolphins, Tua can't get healthy. Julian Phillips goes down. They're a disaster. So you go, okay, that doesn't look good. And you look over at the Jets, you go, well, Jets, you can't, you know, put your right foot in front of your left foot at all. They're like, all right, this is our division again. This is our, you know, moment again. We have another year where we can probably make a, you know, deep playoff run. The Chiefs are undefeated, but, you know, you don't sit here and tell me that they look like they're unstoppable. So I think they kind of realize in the moment that we have a team that's still pretty capable of making a run. What's one piece that can help us? You have Amari Cooper, who's still a very great receiver in this league. If you look at his separation rate in the NFL with wide receivers, it's actually one of the highest in the league. It's just he has Deshaun Watson throwing him the football, and he can't throw him the football. So with Allen and him having a connection that's going to take place, I think it relieves a lot of duties from Keon Coleman, who, like you said, the kid's going places. But to say this year, hey, we need you to be wide receiver one, we need you to make a big play in big moments, I think's a lot. In 2 years, you want to do that? Absolutely. I think that's going to work out for you. But not every receiver can come in and be, you know, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr. right away. It takes time. So I think it, you know, puts Bills in a whole different category. I think it seals the division for them. They're going to go in the playoffs. I don't know, you know, how far they're going to make it really, but, you know, I would take them probably over almost every team in the AFC besides, you know, maybe the Ravens and maybe, you know, the Chiefs, thinking on top of my head. And Texans. Sorry, I forgot about Texans. But those are probably the only three teams I'll take them over them right now.
I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I got a couple of other teams want to ask you about there, but if we're hanging out with Buffalo and you brought up Kansas City right now, obviously the allegedly, if you buy into this, the bugaboo for Josh Allen is just that Patrick Mahomes' mom and dad got it on a number of years ago, and that's the only thing standing between him and the Lombardi at this point. Is Amari Cooper joining the Bills? And I agree with you. The Chiefs are still a damn good football team, arguably the best. I mean, record-wise, are the best in the league at this point, alongside with the Vikings because of reasons, and we'll come to that in a minute. But is this move enough to elevate the Bills into a spot where they can finally knock off the Chiefs, or is this just going to be another disappointing year and Josh Allen's hopefully last in Buffalo if they can't get him one?
Man, it's so tough because I was on the train of last year that, hey, they lost so much. It's just really, you know, at some point regression's going to come. And then I was completely wrong. And they ended up, you know, winning the Super Bowl. Did bet on the Super Bowl, though. It made a lot of money. So shout out to them. I paid my rent with that month. But I don't know if it takes it past them. I really don't know. I think it takes them on their level. But I don't know if I would say, yeah, that puts Buffalo way past them. Because I think before this move, I would have put Buffalo pretty, not pretty down below, but I would have taken them about two steps below where Kansas City is right now. Like on the Bull Crew podcast, you can find wherever you get your podcast. We did our top five teams this week, right? And in my top five, I put the Chiefs number one because they are undefeated and because they're Super Bowl champs. I actually put Vikings as my number two and Texans as my number three. So I would say Buffalo entered their tier. But, like, I don't know if I feel comfortable enough to go, oh, yeah, they can officially knock out the Chiefs on any given Sunday. You know, any day. Can be in Kansas City, can be in Buffalo, can be in Briar Ripple, Indianapolis. No, like, I'm not comfortable to say that. But I think they entered on the level. And we'll see, because I'm going to say it again, and it might kick me in the nuts. But at some point, regression is going to come for the Chiefs. And Lonzo's going to look the other way because he has a Kansas City mug in the back. And can I just say this? Lonzo, what's up with the red teams? That's a lot of red. Let's add some more colors.
You didn't get the email?
He just means my red teams. He's not talking about you.
No, he's saying we're both wearing red.
Well, as far as that,
a lot of red today.
As far as that, I got.
By the way,
go Bulls.
By the way, I was going to say no. I broke out the vintage Bulls jersey today, Mario.
Well, because of that,
Lonzo's back.
It's because of that that jersey, we got called new kids on the block earlier. And it still stings. Kansas City is not going to regress, because here's the thing. They're going to, if they have the ball last, they're going to win. If they don't, they're going to lose. They've gotten lucky, and they've had the ball last every single game this year. That's why they're undefeated. And I no longer am nervous. What's the point? Because every game is like that. No matter who they play, they're not going to blow anybody out. And although they don't have a receiver, they have people who understand their system. That's why guys leave and they come back. Patrick Mahomes just talked about it, I believe it was yesterday, why these guys work when they come back, because they understand the system. Not only do they understand the system, but Andy Reid understands them as players. So that's would we love, or they love, or whatever, to have that big-time number one receiver? They may already have that. Xavier Worthy could be that guy.
I was about to say, I don't think you guys need to like really make a move for like a bid wide receiver, because like you said, the system's working and there's something in place, and you don't – it's like the Tom Brady thing where like every receiver you plug in works there, and you have young enough talent where like Xavier Worthy's going to be a number one in 2 years. And like he's suitable enough now where like you win and you're fine.
Yeah, I don't disagree. We got a few more minutes here with Hayden S. Mario. Mario, you got Broncos, Saints tonight. I've given on us. We suck. We stink. Derek Carr ain't it. Spencer Rattle. Rat Daddy is QB1 of the future.
No, do not pick up on the Rat Daddy thing. Rat Daddy
is the future. Dennis Allen can catch the smoke on site if I get the shot at it. All that being said, I don't care. Bo Nix looks better than I thought Bo Nix was going to look this year. Maybe I was wrong on Bo Nix.
He confused the crap out of me. Every first half, I feel like, in the NFL, he's played, I watch him and I go, I don't see it, man. He looks overwhelmed. He looks like he's panicking in the pocket. His throws are off. And then second half, he just kind of comes alive. And last weekend against the Chargers, guys, there's multiple instances where Chargers had him dead in the water. There's a blitz that was coming on the blind side. No one picks it up. Spins out of it. He did that three times. I thought, has Harbaugh not told his guys how to break down and make a tackle? Because it's just not happening. But he spins out of it and has made a play on the run, makes throws on the run. And I was really impressed. And I walked away going, all right, maybe he's a lot better than I anticipated. And maybe there's some respect that needs to be put on his name. I think what doesn't help him is that how great Caleb Williams has looked, how great Jaden Daniels has looked, and I'll even throw him in there, how good Drake May looked in his first start. Like, all that stuff kind of doesn't really help to his argument of how good of a player he is. I think they smoke the Saints tonight for multiple reasons. Saints have nobody playing. Chris Olave's out. Taysom Hill's doubtful. Rashid's doubtful. Derek Carr's doubtful. I mean, I could go – Pete Warner's doubtful. Shout out Indy legend. There's, like, no one playing for the Saints, and I think Sean Payton really wants – to dominate his former team, and Dennis Allen's probably going to be shell-shocked on the sideline. So
I hope Dennis Allen gets Robert Solid this week is what I'd love to see. They won't.
No, sorry.
So dumb. Saints, by the way, +3 at the house. I will say this. There's two things going for us tonight, Mario. Number one, Drew Brees is going into the Saints Hall of Fame tonight. All right, so you got a little – you can't embarrass yourselves in front of the GOAT. You can't embarrass yourselves in front of the New Orleans GOAT. And number two – I've said it before, I'll say it again. Lonzo loves it. Lonzo coined this nickname. I'm putting it on the back of a jersey. Rat Daddy! Spencer Rattler's him.
Don't you put that on me. I did not coin that.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with that. Good.
Did you say he's not going to be good?
Yeah. I'll bet you this right now. He's going to be a career backup.
I'm willing to take that bet. That guy was my steal of the draft in the fifth round. I'm like, that cat's it. That cat's it. And I, for the record, called that before he was a Saint.
He did.
Mario, have you lost more bets to this guy than you've won? I don't know if that's a good idea. I'm just, from what I've heard.
Honestly, we're probably even.
No, we're the hell not. Get out of here.
Or maybe you're one above.
What? Maybe one in? Okay. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
I went 12-4 in picks last week. If
nice.
You want to talk about picks, yeah.
Nice. You know what else you've picked? Dog crap up with your hands.
Yeah. Content.
Okay.
I was also in baseball. Just saying.
Oh, we don't count baseball around here?
I mean, I'm just saying that's like, you know, my nephew at 6 years old and probably could beat me in baseball.
He's on I'm talking football. You have him on talking football, and then you, yeah, I mean,
you know, talking football, Mario, until next Thursday, because it'll be NBA regular season by then.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know.
I can't wait.
I know. The Pelly, it's Pelly, it's Pelly's year, baby. It's the Pelly's year. It's okay. On. It's the Pelly's year. NBA finals are bust.
They're my trade team watch.
Oh God.
I have a list of four teams that are my trade team watch.
Trade what? To trade away or to make something happen? Because I gotta tell you, I'm running
trade away.
I'm running. Oh God.
Do we have Weight Watch on Zion? How's he looking?
He looks
really
good.
He looks really good.
Okay. All right.
He looks jacked, actually. Yeah. He looks
real good.
Yeah.
Which of course means that he'll be a freaking Nick by March.
I think that I'm low on the Knicks.
Why?
I think every
he's going
team
to
that
the
tries
Lakers.
To go I think every team that tries to go all in sometimes makes one extra move that doesn't make sense, and I think that Carl Anthony Towns is the one extra move that's
how does that make sense? Julius Randle has been a pine rider for years now. They finally get a big man that can stay healthy.
Okay, and how good is he on the defense side of the floor that Tibbs, you know, screams his head off at?
I mean,
how good is he at that?
You don't win the NBA with defense.
Are you gonna play Mitchell Robinson? So when Mitchell Robinson comes back in like 6 months. I'm being sarcastic there, but still, I'm very interested to see how him and Cat go out on the same floor together. I don't think that's going to be great, and I think him and Tibbs are going to butt heads all season long.
By the way,
you lost.
Go ahead. What? No, finish up.
No, I'm just saying. I think that this whole experiment and we're going to bring it home when you're bringing in a player that last time around with this coach didn't work great, and then you broke up this. You know, Phil Nova Knicks. I don't think that's good.
You did break up the Nova Knicks, which is disappointing. By the way, I am so in on.
He said buttheads.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I can't.
I am so in on the revenge tour of DiVincenzo, trying to actively fight the Knicks bench. I'm so in for that.
I'm higher on the Wolves now.
Yeah.
I'm really like, I love. You give Ant more attitude? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here for it. By the way, I'd like to congratulate you for making yourself persona non grata down here, saying Spencer Rattler, former Gamecock, is going to be career backup. I'll get you when you're wrong. The man's going to the Hall of Fame, Mario. First ballot Hall of Famer, Spencer Carr. Spencer Rattler's on the way. Hey, good stuff, buddy. Talk to you next week.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Mine.
We'll wear red.
Hating ass Mario Heron from the BetQL Network joins us every Thursday at 9 a.m. when we come back. Fight Club with the great Milanza. We talk boxing, MMA, pro wrestling next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, time for the Fight Club, where Rob and I spar about things, or we'll probably just more so agree about everything in the Fight Club, except for my ability to give a good headlock, which is
Hey, you had it locked in solid.
Well, it was more of a Hulk Hogan headlock. I should have went with more of a chokehold from UFC, but I didn't want to have to deal with HR. I have a question.
I thought you were HR.
Well, it just depends on if there's no other manager in the room, then I'm HR. So, or if the manager that you're dealing with is a problem, then you need to talk to another manager, in which case I could be that guy. You probably don't want to come to me, though, because I will try to reason probably too much. The BCC last night, again, came in and beat everybody up. Just about everybody except for the EVPs. Who just stood there and watched everyone get beat up and would not go in the ring and got chastised by other wrestlers by the fact that they wouldn't go in the ring. They just looked shocked. So my question is this the NWO? And if it is this the NWO but better?
I'll tell you what I find interesting here, and then I'll answer that. AEW has, I think, kind of hit a bit of a plateau. Right, like there's some interesting storylines that go on. The Brian Moxley storyline was interesting. You've got some of the ones with, but I also think they've kind of hit a plateau in some spots where the what has been in the past, what felt like wrestling storylines that the wrestlers were allowed to kind of have some freedom in, have kind of just stalled out a little bit. This is an interesting dynamic because I think it gives them the opportunity to hit a reset. I haven't seen last night, but I did see Moxley's promo in the back of the truck where he's like, I hate what AEW has become. You work for me now, and like going off. And I'm like, all right, you've got a chance for kind of a hostile takeover angle here, especially if it also allows you to portray the EVPs as kind of chicken boat. And, you know, afraid to fight back in this spot, which gives you the potential heel turn down the line when they eventually stand up for AEW. But I think it lets you put push a hard reset button on the creative side of AEW, which I think they desperately need. So I think I'm going to say the answer could be yes.
See, here's the one problem I have with it, at least so far, other than the EVPs. This is more of battles with mid-card people. Because Dark Order, guys like that, they did beat up friend of the show Orange Cassidy last night, though. Beat him up pretty bad. But other than that, it's a bunch of mid-card guys that they're going after.
Yeah, but I think it starts there, right? Like, I mean, again, and I know that they were not mid-card guys, but the outsiders showed up as the outsiders. They weren't even on the card when this whole thing started. But I think this is kind of one of those things where you build a big movement amongst the mid-carders. You portray them as unhappy. Because if anybody's got a right to be happy unhappy with the creative there, it's the mid-carders. You give the mid-card guys the opportunity to start their movement. Now, they're the focus. And then what it does is it allows you the opportunity to take every main eventer and have them pick a side. Are they team the mid-card guys that we're unhappy about the way things are? I'm team Mox, or maybe some of the folks that have been there from the beginning and they're like, look, this place made me. I'm happy here. I'm going to be team Tony and the EVPs.
Which is what Dark Order is going with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting because you started with the mid-card guys. It gives you a way to put a camera on them for a little while. And then you can have every single main eventer have to go through the mental crisis of, do I side with the folks who have been signing my paycheck for 5-6 years now, or do I go over here to the side that wants this place to change and be better? I think it's really compelling, to be honest with you.
And do you bring a guy up from there, or whoever has to side? Because someone's got to go up against Moxley for the championship eventually. Unless you bring back, by the way, Brian Danielson, supposedly retired. Do you bring him back for that? Or if he is retired, I have a question about Danielson. In the interest of time, where does he rank in the order of best of all time? And when will he be a WWE Hall of Famer?
Where does he rank in the best of all time? On my list, very high. That run up to WrestleMania 30 was one of my favorite programs, any competition, any place. I mean, it was fun. It was organic. It was white hot. To the point that they had no choice on WrestleMania 30 night but to scrap plans and make him win in one. And granted, I was there, so it was like it's a little bit emotional. But he's way up there for me as both a heel, because again, his heel run as the recycled belt champion,
fickle.
I loved it. It's because
the hemp belt.
He's the heel that is absolutely right, but went too far. right? That's my favorite kind of guy. I love Brian Danielson as a, like, top to bottom. I think he's one of the, for me, he's a top seven, eight all-time guy. No, I don't think he's done, by the way.
I don't know if he's in my top 10, but he's outside of it. I mean, because there's been a lot of, and I've seen more wrestling than you because I'm old. And because of that, you know, there's probably some old school guys that I saw that maybe doesn't end up on your list. I don't think he's done either because he had said he wants to be a part-timer. I don't think he's winning the belt back, though. And Moxley has been my favorite present-day wrestler, but he hasn't really wrestled a lot until this past weekend when he took the belt. It's been more about bloody stuff. This, to me, is a mix between NWA and I don't know.
NWA, huh?
Not NWA, NWO. It could be a mix.
That'd be
of
a hell of a character.
No. Back in the day, NWA, National World Alliance, Wrestling Alliance.
Yeah, rather. that's not yeah. The NWA, though.
It was back in the day.
No. NWA. The NWA was the NWA. It's a hip-hop group. One of the most notorious of all time.
Yeah, I know.
That's the NWA.
Ice Cube and...
Yeah, boy.
And Eazy-E and those guys, yeah, had killer bass. I hated the lyrics, but, you know, mom couldn't hear it. Will Tiffany Stratton take Liv's belt before Crown Jewel? You threw me because you mixed genres in there. Will she take Liv's belt before Crown Jewel? Because you know at Crown Jewel, it's going to be champion versus champion, men and women. And Nia Jax is pushing Liv to cash in, or pushing Tiffany, rather, to cash in on Liv's belt.
You know whose belt she's taking, and it ain't Liv Morgan's.
Right, she's going to take Nia's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, don't get me wrong, I would love to see Tiffy two belts. I don't know how you make that work. I'd love to see Tiffy, but either way, whether it's Nia's, whether it's Liv's, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to like it. You do have to accept it. It's Tiffy time.
Yeah, when is the time?
By the way, can I just say real quick, completely as an aside that is unasked for and unappreciated, Rhea Ripley standing next to Tiffany Stratton is like, this is Rob's taste. Just this ring.
Wow.
I'm good either direction. Give me, you know what it was?
It was so Neanderthal.
It was
right now.
Barbieheimer in real life, and I was here for it.
Wow.
I don't know what you're gonna say. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Then they both get crushed.
Tiffany Stratton next to Rhea Ripley was like a specific type of dream come true.
No, it was Dream Girl. And girl, after you've been at the bar for like 3 hours.
Mm-mm.
Yep, that's what it was.
No.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. Tiffany Stratton after the bar, 3 hours.
No. It would be Rhea Ripley where you go, eh, you know what? She's wearing a bunch of black makeup, but she might be all right.
I don't know what you want me to say. You're not in the mainstream on this one. You're just not. We're all Rhea.
Well,
we're all mommy people out here.
No, we are not. And Liv Morgan's better than both of them. All right, Survivor Series War Games has been announced. Who will be on Roman's team?
Jimmy J. Sammy. I'm all in. I'm all in on a three bloodline civil war. All right, you still got two more Samoans out there that are in, but have not made debuts yet. That's Rock's team. I think you're going to have Solo's team, which is the active bloodline now, and you're going to have Jimmy and Jay who go through their stuff. They're going to figure it out.
Which they're doing now.
Yeah. Sammy's going to bring them together because was there anything better than, I'm sorry about Jay. He's just not feeling very oozy right now. They're going to bring back Sammy. It's going to be Roman, the Usos, and Sammy. It's going to be the current active bloodline and The Rock with the two new annoys that have not debuted yet.
By the way, I believe we both agree that we hope Kevin Owens takes the belt from Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
Because I think that would be perfect if they do it that way. One more thing from WWE. They're teasing even further now a return of AJ Lee. Do you want to see that happen?
I'm fine with it. I mean, I liked AJ Lee when AJ was there, and I liked AJ Lee for the same reason that I like.
She has not been out of wrestling. I know people think that she has been. She's been over WOW, I believe.
I'm honestly, I don't even know.
Women of wrestling, it's like on Saturday mornings and stuff.
I like AJ Lee, and I like AJ Lee for the same reason I like Rhea Ripley. I dig a chick who is slightly insane and just completely off the map from everybody else. And AJ Lee was the, I'm not going to say the OG, but like in years gone by, if you ever said, oh, it's the crazy lady, it was always what? She kissed my boyfriend. oh my gosh, she would have. With AJ Lee, it was, she's dangerous. She's crazy dangerous. And say what you want to say, that's my type. All right, so I love AJ Lee. Good on CM Punk. I'm good with her coming back,
except for now because you're married to a ground.
You know what
person,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I just I'm
listen as she and I have had the conversation. You're still allowed to say that. Well, that person's attractive. Objectively, that person's attractive.
By the way,
objectively, Tiffany Stratton's an attractive person.
You're the guy when the wingman comes in for the save. You don't let him save you. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to come in, trying to save
you. I want it on the record. I want it on the record that if Rhea Ripley sat here and said, hey, take me home, Rob Brown, I would say no. It doesn't mean I'm not allowed to say, that chick's a smoke show. And so would my wife. We're good. We're good.
All right, one last thing.
She constantly, like, she's all but licked the TV when Drew McIntyre's on it. That doesn't hurt my feelings. That man's objectively a handsome dude.
I'm glad she didn't do that. That's kind of gross. One last thing. The TDLR, which I know Rob's very familiar with them, has approved the use of 14-ounce gloves and two-minute rounds for the November 15th fight held at AT&T Stadium between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Go and take the break if you want to.
Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait for Tyson to knock him plumb out.
He's not going
and
to.
And then Rob will have
go
to
ahead.
Say again that he was wrong.
Go
you know,
ahead and give him your money for no damn good reason so that Mike Tyson and Jake Paul can go to a decision and there's a controversial judge's decision for Jake Paul.
I don't have how many times I got to say, dude, it's on Netflix. You don't have to give him anything. You already pay for a you can watch it on Netflix.
Okay.
There's no money involved except for your normal subscription.
Uh-huh. And next year, when Netflix's monthly subscription costs go again, just know that part of that so they could give Jake Paul money to fake a fight.
Those subscriptions go up like every other month. So
I agree.
You can't say that either. You can't say that's why they buy it. You know what you can say?
I'm not watching that fight.
You can say that you're a winner. You know how you can say if you're a winner? Because we've got some tickets to give away. Don't miss the Furman Paladins as they take on Western Carolina this Saturday, October 19th at 2 p.m. for homecoming. Homecomings are pretty cool. They really are.
Homecomings are the best.
Especially at Furman, you're really going to enjoy your time. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. My screen went blank for a second. It went completely blank. The Fan Upstate is the official home of Furman Paladins men's football and basketball. You can see there's a Furman banner right behind me. The voice of the Paladins, Dan Scott, will bring you all of the can't-miss play-by-play action. Plus, the best coverage pre- and post-game for your chance to win a family four-pack. That means you and like three other. They don't have to be your family, though. You can take just three people that you want to take with you to the football game. Here's your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to this week's game because, you know, you don't have to be blood to be family. When you call in right now at this number, 844-326-3663, the fourth caller will get a family four-pack for Furman versus the Catamounts this Saturday at 2 o'clock. 844-326-3663.
There you go. Call in, win a family four pack or a friend four pack.
There we go.
You know, some acquaintances four
or
pack.
Your boys pack.
Your boys.
You and your boys.
Yes, boy. Call them right now, 844-326-3663. Your chance to win a family four pack to Furman's homecoming football game. And if you don't win, don't worry. Dan Scott's got all the coverage for you right here on the Fan Upstate. We have one more segment for you here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate, and it is next. Stick around. Rolling on with the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Tomorrow on the show, Kyle Mountain is the new head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Kyle will join us to talk a little bit about the Upstate's hockey team as the Bits have opening night at the crib tomorrow at night. Game numero uno. Your boy will be back once again serving as the in-arena host for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits this year. Looking forward to getting back out on the ice with the boys. It's the closest to being an active athlete as I am capable of anymore.
I don't know. This is the skinniest you've been since you've been here going out on the ice. Are you a little worried about the fact that your balance might be off a little?
Nah, we did pregame last or a preseason game last Wednesday, and I got back out there and circled around a little bit.
Not shaky at all?
No, man. Okay. Right back to all it. Right. Right back to it. Real good. And they're not here yet. I'm real bummed they're not coming in, but I So I got myself a set of. I switched it up. I was gonna go with the customized Air Force Ones for hockey season, but I switched it up a little bit. I got myself a pair of customized Vans throwback high tops that are colored.
I recognize those. The Vans, but everyone keeps talking about Air Force Ones. Would I know them if I saw them?
Yeah, they're the big popular Nikes everybody's wearing.
Obviously, I don't care that much.
Yeah,
especially now when I go buy shoes, I'm very concerned about is this a dad shoe?
Your shoes are dad shoes.
No, they're not.
The white Nikes you rock are the epitome of dad shoes.
When's the last time you saw me wear those?
I don't know. I just know they're the only tennis shoes I see you wear, because otherwise you're walking around in flip-flops or barefoot. Oh, those are dad shoes, too. The Air Maxes are absolutely dad
shoes.
They're not. What do you mean they're not? They absolutely are.
Here's the thing. You can't be a judge of such things because you're too old. The only one who can judge me is someone who's 17 years old. And I don't know anyone who's 17. I'm not influenced by anyone who's 17. So a nearly 40-year-old can't tell me about whether I have dad shoes or not. Because here's the thing.
Dad shoes aren't subjective. They're just dad shoes or they're not.
It's very much subjective. Okay, those are ugly.
Those are not
those,
ugly, dude.
What color is that?
They're blue and orange. They're Swamp Rabbits colors.
Okay, all right, all right. Okay, it works for where you're working.
Yeah, these will be specifically game day kicks. They're blue and orange like the Swamp Rabbits. And on the back
I just don't like the stripe. Part. If it was solid orange, it would be different.
This is why you got to join the stream, by the way. Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I got the customized kicks, the high top Vans coming in, and across the back of the left foot, it says GVL, and on the back of the right foot, it says, yeah!
All right, so dad shoes are just boats. Anyone who wears boats, those are dad shoes.
Boats?
Yeah, boats.
No.
Yeah, those are dad shoes.
No, that's not what it is.
Do you know what a boat is?
Yeah, it's a word we don't say on the show.
No, that's totally. If you wear boats, then those are dad shoes. Other than that, boats.
I don't know. What is a boat?
To look it up. I mean, you got a computer right there. I mean, I don't know why you're not looking it up.
Dad shoes are not. It's not like a subjective thing, and it's not like a shoe.
Well, it's very subjective. I think each generation decides what something is for someone older.
You guys are aware that all Air Monarchs are dad shoes. That's just a New Balance All Whites are dad shoes.
What kid decided that?
It's not. No,
what kid decided that?
Listen, I understand you don't like it, and that's okay.
I am trying to understand how these things are decided, because as you as a science guy should want to know this. Who comes up with this? Who decides this?
Society. What is the age group?
No.
Subjective public opinion.
If it was a society thing, those things wouldn't sell, but they do sell.
Because there's dads.
No, has nothing to do with being dads. I want you to tell me who does it, because I don't think you know.
You think there's like a committee? A group of dudes? We doth declare New Balances are dad shoes.
No, it's a bunch of 17-year-olds. I don't know how they talk anymore. And you know what? Neither do you. All right, the first thing is X.
Lonzo just doesn't want to accept T-Rock's dad shoes.
The first thing is, no, I will not be subjected to something that you can't explain to me.
You can't explain it to me.
You can't. You absolutely... You think what you just did was an explanation. It was not. The first thing that's Xing is Lonzo.
Where's dad shoes?
First thing that's Xing
actually,
is
it's
Lonzo.
Lonzo Ball. It's the other Lonzo. It's the inferior Lonzo. Lonzo Ball, who did make his return for the Bulls 10 points in his preseason debut. And I'm not going to lie, looked pretty good. Listen, the ability of Lonzo Ball has never really been the question mark. The ability to stay healthy, to stay on the floor, is what the big question mark has been. The Bulls might actually be a good team if dude shows up and shows out.
It's just I don't want to get flagged.
I can't get flagged.
Well, you don't know that. Take it down. Thank you.
Golly.
Yeah, I don't like trouble.
I see school picture day Lonzo's still here.
Well, no, that's not it. Lorenzo might show up, though, here pretty soon. The next thing that's Xing is Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is Xing because yesterday Tom Brady was introduced as the newest member of the Las Vegas Raiders ownership, but that is not the only reason he is Xing. He is also Xing because yesterday, and I don't remember nor care who it was, because I think it's the Hot Take Express, though I could be wrong, and if it is, I'll apologize. There was a rumor going around yesterday that Brady's first order of business as a new minority member of the Las Vegas Raiders is going to push the Raiders to hire Bill Belichick to replace their current head coach. Not going to happen. No chance in hell. Though I will say that the fact that Antonio Pierce is getting pushed around, literally, physically pushed around on the sidelines by big, terrifying Max leads me to believe maybe that locker room's not as around Antonio Pierce as we thought that they were.
I just got to say, whoever decided to put a certain hair on Tom Brady, I think it's awesome.
A certain hair?
Well, he is an owner of the Raiders now, and there's a certain haircut that goes along with that, and it is beautiful.
That's hilarious.
It is the most amazing thing I've ever seen, to the point where, you know, I would almost blow that up and make it a poster behind me for the stream.
The bowlest bowl cut.
It's so good. It really is. I don't know. It's a mix between Davis and A Dumb and Dumber. All right. The next thing that's Xing is grotesquerie.
I got nothing.
So you don't know about grotesquerie. Grotesquerie is a show. I believe it's on Hulu, starring or co-starring a certain tight end from Kansas City. And it's a horror show.
Starring Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
A horror show. Is it like a prank show?
Oh, no. No, no. He's actually acting in it.
Really? Have you seen it? Have you watched it?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Is it any good?
He's an ex-stripper, male stripper. It's hilarious. He talks about banana hammocks.
Is
I don't know
acting,
if you know about that.
Is the acting as good, better, or worse than the acting in the Gronk Aaron Hernandez series?
I've only seen a clip of that, and I didn't hear them talk. But
oh, dude, it's so bad. It is... You know how there's some movies that hang around so long, not because the movie's good, but because the acting's so bad it makes it comically great? That's going to be this thing. They tried to make this uber-dramatic Aaron Hernandez. Like, here's why Aaron Hernandez was the way he is. And, like, trying to make it super dramatic and all that. But the actors clearly are, like, a local improv troupe. And it's freaking hysterical, dude. It shouldn't be about that subject matter, but it's freaking hilarious.
But anytime you're going to depict Gronk and something, that's you're going to get that. And finally, Liam Payne.
Liam Payne, member of One Direction, passing away yesterday, 31 years of age, fell off of a hotel balcony.
Three stories,
yeah,
from what I understand.
Not ideal. So, if you were a big One Direction person back in the day, sad day. It's sad day just in general, but you get it. All right, that's it for us. Y'all have a great rest of your Thursday. Denver versus New Orleans, your Thursday night football contest. We'll break that down and set you up for the football weekend tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later! Aw. Aw.